on this episode of Bear Podcast.
Oregon gay marriage.
New Microsoft Surface tablets coming soon.
And having a large penis will make your spouse cheat on you.
All this and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 519.
You bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to get some scrub there fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white. That's
two glasses of wine.
Two glasses.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to 519, and it's a Monday, May 19th.
Yeah, we're recording a day early today.
Yes, a day early. Usually we record on a Tuesday, but we're recording on a Monday because why are we recording?
Bear Watch was this weekend, so we got a lot to report on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going on vacation the end of the week, so gotta get all that stuff lined out.
You'll be back by Sunday night, right?
No, I won't be back until Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll record Wednesday next week?
That, or you might want to find a guest host.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe we'll do that. Okay, so yeah, Ray's going to be busy next week, so.
I'll bring lots of pictures back of me lushed out in Napa Valley somewhere.
Are you guys going to do a wine tour or something? Mike and I've always wanted to do that. Are you guys going to do a wine tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe, like, in my case, a wino tour, but.
Wino. When Mike and I watched Sideways, we got inspired. One of these days, we have to do that.
Sideways.
I've never been to Sideways. It's starring Paul Giamatti. And he was in a wine tour going up with his best friend, and they had to do a wine tour as his bachelor party. Anyway, so it's a good movie. I like Sideways, kind of indie film.
So anyway, it's going to be a wonderful weekend in San Francisco.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. It's the group, our friends' gift for Ray and Robbie part of it, I guess.
Yeah. Everybody Maynard and Dave and my mom and Wayne and a couple other friends all chipped in on a ticket. Help Robbie pay for a ticket so I could go to San Francisco within this weekend.
That's right.
Because my work didn't tell me I could have off until it was too late to buy a ticket. They were too expensive. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's talk about Rubik's Cube really quick.
It's 40 years old today.
40 years old. I'm 1 year older.
Did you play the game on Google today?
No, it's in my screen right now. And it's...
If you double click on it, you can play it.
Oh, really? And solve it?
Well, I don't know if you can do that.
See, I'm clicking it right now. Oh, so that's how you do it. Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Anyway. I never could solve it when it was actually had it in my hands, much less on a computer.
Yeah, so that's how you do it. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's life... not life hacker. It's in the... on Google right now. It's on my screen right now. We're playing Rubik's Cube. But, yeah, I never solved it. Have you ever solved it?
I think I did once.
You did once? I've never... Solved it. No, I never did. I tried one face, two faces, something, but not the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those things, if you're in your 40s, you remember Rubik's Cube as a kid, because that sit there and you played that damn thing for hours.
Yep. And I
which is why parents invented it. So.
You should have brought one. I have one. Actually, I think I got it from Steve Stepanski. He gave it to me a couple of years ago, a Rubik's Cube. It's in the bedroom right now. I should have been flashing it right now.
Why is it in your bedroom?
It just is.
Are you using it for insertion purposes?
No.
Are you trying to play the Borg?
You put in your butt and it comes out. It's already solved. How talented you could be.
That's true.
Yeah. So let's do some more weekend updates. What did you do, Ray?
Well, you went to Bear Watch.
Well, I went to Bear Watch.
Mm-hmm. I went to the beach party that Saturday for Bear Watch.
That's right.
So had a good time. Mainly because I just sit around and didn't have to do anything. That was the
best
part of it.
Oh, God, me too. Oh, my God. It felt so good just to sit down and relax and not to do anything.
Not have to worry about anything. I got
drunk.
Because
we've been doing it. How many years? 7 years?
It's been a long time.
8 years, maybe. I've been doing it since Bear Watch 2. It's Bear Watch 15. And I've been going to Bear Watch since Bear Watch 2 or 3.
I think I've been doing it since Bear Watch 8. I think I attended 7, and then Patrick talked me on being on the committee in 8. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere around 9 or 10 is when I took it over. I think 10 I took it over, or 9. Yeah. I can't remember.
I was afraid they're not going to put the foam pit up, because it was already Saturday morning, and it was not yet up. It should be...
Did the foam pit work?
It worked. It worked, yeah.
Well, that's all that counts.
Yeah, I know. But then it's like cutting it close.
Did you get naked in the foam pit?
No, I didn't. Mike did, but I didn't. Mike, I just threw Mike into the bus.
Well, Mike used an excuse to get naked, I believe, but...
No. Some people did. You didn't go? Oh, you can't go in. Yeah, that's right.
No, we came home about 4 yeah. o'clock, 3 o'clock, something.
It was like funny. That. Our friend Robert, yeah, you know, I don't know if you know him. He's a big guy. He's about 6'2". And
a big guy to Bear Run. Yeah, the big guy.
Anyway, so he was there. He was just like a kid in a candy store. Well, in the bathtub. And he would sit down at the foam pit and then play around with the suds. It was funny. Big bear guy just playing with the suds. So it was funny.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more being played with in there.
Well, yeah. Well, that's happening on the sides. And he was just playing them. Yay! Yay! Just playing with the suds. But anyway, so I did do the whole weekend. I arrived there Friday night. We had barbecue at the Robert's Lafitte. It's the bar there, and there was karaoke, and people sang. Mark Hardy did a great job singing "Pour Some Sugar on Me."
Some sugar on me. Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty cool. I got some videos about that on that. And what else did we do? It's pretty much it. That Friday. And the pool was closed at 12:30, at 12 o'clock. So usually it goes, you know, late, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, but it's not this time. Not this time. And then the next day, we were just at the pool. There was a guy naked at the pool. No, at one of the beach chairs inside the pool at broad daylight. No. It was still 10 o'clock. No, it was around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. In the morning.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. You can't be naked by the pool because there are people who are
they couldn't be naked this year. The previous years they could because there wasn't a restaurant in the actual restaurant.
That's right. No, it is.
There was an actual restaurant and they wouldn't close for the event because we didn't pay them that much. Because I'm sure they didn't pay them that much money.
But, yeah.
So
yeah, it's kind of scary that...
What did y'all have for dinner Saturday night?
Oh, we had, what did we have? Oh, meatloaf. It's like last year. The humongous meatloaf. Oh my God. It's like this big. If you're watching the video, it's this
big. It's a big slab of meat.
It's a big slab of meat, yeah. It was good. I liked it. Put ketchup in it, or they used tiger sauce. Mm-hmm. And then some mashed potatoes and some cooked vegetables, stuff like that. So it was really good. The highlight for that night, for the evening was good. After that, actually, the pool party, the foam party. Oh, Mike and I did
the nasty.
No, we did not do the nasty. We did a we had a date that night. Oh, we watched the sunset in Galveston.
Oh, how sweet!
How sweet. So yeah, we watched by the beach, by the East Beach. We passed by the Sandpiper, where Bear Watch used to be.
Yeah.
And it's now a trailer, not trailer park, but a RV park.
Pretty much trailer park.
It's an RV park now. Trailer park. Yeah.
No offense to the Bears living in a trailer park, because I grew up in one, so.
Okay. Yeah, so not a trailer park, but the RV park. And we just had so many memories of Bear Watch back then, there at the Sandpiper, and... I could just sigh. And then we went on our date. We went to La King's. We ate ice cream.
Oh, nice.
You go to La King's, right?
No.
You don't?
I can't. I'm not allowed to have ice cream.
You're not allowed to have ice cream? No. Why not?
Because I'm diabetic.
But...
It makes my sugar high.
Once in a while, it's fine.
No. Doctor says no.
Computer says no?
Doctor says no.
Doctor says
no. Nazi endocrinology doctor says no. So,
okay.
I'm under his care right now, so I have to deal with his bitchy ass. So yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so what else happened to you this weekend?
Well, Friday night, while y'all were partying and frolicking in Galveston, me and Robbie and I, let me get that out right, went and saw Godzilla.
Gojira! Gojira! So what do you think? Is it something for me to watch?
Yes, it's worth watching.
It's worth watching. 3D?
I didn't say in 3D. I just went regular.
Regular.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do that 3D thing that much because it just bothers my eyes. And most movies aren't filmed in 3D still. They force them.
3D. They film in 2D and then they post it.
In
3D.
So now if it's filmed in 3D, it's a lot different. Like Avatar is filmed in 3D.
That's right.
Which is why it was so incredible to watch. But most movies, they don't spend that kind of money for. So
yeah. So what can you say about? Can you how can you compare it with the year 2000? I don't even know what year it was. With Matthew Broderick.
2009, I think it was, or something like that. 2008, something like that.
Yeah.
Much better.
A whole lot better.
It if you've ever seen the original 1954, I think original Godzilla. And then the movies that followed after that, it had more of that feel to it.
Oh, okay. And they used the original sound, the original Godzilla sound in that movie. That's what I heard. That's did you notice that when he was screeching? And
well, he sounded. I mean, Godzilla's always sounded the same, regardless which movie to me.
So. Yeah, they always used the original,
except for the cartoon where they had Godzuki that could talk to you. So
okay,
and he'd go and call Godzilla. As they were rolling up out the ocean.
So, what do you think of... was the ending satisfactory for you?
Yes.
It was?
Okay. Yes.
So, okay. Of course, New York was devastated again.
No, not New York.
Not this time? No. What city did it hit this time?
Las Vegas.
What?
Japan,
I understand.
San Francisco.
Okay, I thought it was New York. Oh! The one with Matthew Broderick was in New York.
Yes. Okay. So.
But the one over there it was San Francisco. But I don't understand Las Vegas.
You gotta watch the movie. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's so far.
And we're gonna talk more about Godzilla anyhow. So.
Okay. Let's go.
Anyway.
So one of the things that happened last weekend, but yesterday actually. Today's a Monday. Yesterday, Sunday, during a softball game. So. We won our first game because the other team did not show up. They forfeited. So we won by forfeit. The second game, we won barely, 9-6, which is pretty good. I mean, we were kind of evenly matched with that team. And so I was hanging out, watching the Bear team, the Surfers. Dominic Freeman, Dominic from the Bears in the City podcast in Australia, in Sydney, Australia. Was there. He came over. I know that guy. He's Dominic. And then I had to come up to him and hi. I said, oh, Nord!
Yeah.
Well, he would recognize me.
Everybody recognizes the Nord.
Right. Anyways, say hi, you know. Because we've seen each other, you know, online and everything. And him and I used to, Seamus, his co-host back then, we used to podcast there in Sydney, and I got to see Dominic. The only one I didn't see, I saw.
What was Dominic doing here?
He was here for a vacation for a week or two, I think. He's been here.
He wasn't here for Bear Watch.
He wasn't really here for Bear Watch. He didn't go to Bear Watch. He was really here for just a visit. Kramer, our friend, who loves ass to mouth. No, I'm kidding. That's a different. You know. If he's watching, I should mention this to
him. Send your comments to nard@beerpodcast.com.
Yes, that's right.
All I got to say on that one.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding, Kramer. Anyway, so he we went to Houston just to visit Houston people and also see Kramer. And to much of a surprise that I was there. He didn't know I would be there at the games. So I got to meet him, and he'll be here until Tuesday. I think they're going to, where are they going? They're going to NASA? I can't remember. They're going somewhere. I don't know. Totally. But yeah, he's here for the week for a vacation. So that's good.
Yep. Well, cool.
Okay, so let's move on to our topics. What is our topic today?
Is what is acceptable to post on Facebook or other social media. Over the last week, a friend of ours made a comment about a picture that got posted.
Okay.
Or a picture that had been posted for a while. They made the
long
comment,
while.
Long while, they said they were tired of looking at it because they thought it was inappropriate, which is a picture of Robbie and I kissing.
Okay.
Wasn't like all nasty and stuff, it was just kissing. So, my question is, what do y'all consider appropriate to post on Facebook and other social media? Now, let's look at Facebook, because Facebook is seen by many.
Yeah.
And it's not, and sometimes you can say it's a control group, but people, where they friend people and can see other people's pages and stuff. Mm-hmm. I noticed this weekend that tits were posted on Facebook.
Really?
Yes. That somebody.
Man tits?
No, woman tits.
Women tits.
Yes. And it was almost kind of like a woman tit glory hole.
Okay.
That the tits were sticking through. So I was like, that's a little too much for Facebook.
And nobody flagged it? Nobody,
well, I don't know. When I saw it on there, so I don't know if anybody went back and flagged it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you
did? Well, no, I didn't. No, no, no. I don't care what people post on there.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it ain't pictures of me. When my tits hanging out, yeah. But but I was like, huh. And I was like, that's interesting, and I'm sure it got flagged. But the question is, where do you draw the line on what you post on your Facebook page? I mean, like, well, I know some people have like two or three Facebook pages. I can hardly keep up with one. So I have one, and I have family and friends on there. And I know my mom's got pissed off about some of the stuff I posted on there before.
Oh, or somebody else posted, like Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I've got posted stuff like Recon. On their page, so when they post out stuff, I see it, and sometimes I'll repost it. And so I'm just pushing the boundaries a little bit, but it's nothing that's indecent that Facebook would ban or hook up. So I've got people have said stuff about me about that posting that, and I was just like, then they'd say something like that, and then you go to their page and they got shit posted on there. It's like, oh my God, why would you have your ass hanging out or doing this, that, and the other? Mm-hmm. And then in the conversation that came up, somebody was like, you know, on Growler and stuff, people just send you their asshole pics.
Yeah.
And dick pics. And I'm just...
But that's different.
That's different.
Totally controlled group.
Yes. But under that group, that's unsolicited 90% of the time when they send that.
Yeah, I get that a lot on Facebook sometimes. So, they just unlock.
On Facebook?
So not Facebook. Growler. They just unlock.
So.
And they don't even say hi.
Yeah. I don't remember when I had a MySpace page doing stuff like that.
Me neither. Ever since...
But it's MySpace is very controlled. I mean, you couldn't hardly do anything without getting shut down.
And when we had MySpace, I think the Bear Podcast MySpace is still working. But nothing's on there right now. I think when you go to myspace.com/bearpodcast, it just plays the latest episode. I think that's what it does right now. But anyway, to me, anything goes. It's okay. Even people, not thongs, okay? The thongs is okay, I guess. It's kind of borderline. Swimsuits, yeah, that's fine. But when it comes to underwears or something like that, yeah. Like one time when our friend Jeff,
yeah,
took pictures of us where were we? We're at Drench Fur, and we were in our boxer briefs. He was in his skimpy undies, and I was in my boxer briefs, and then boxer shorts. And then he took a picture of a selfie and everything, and then posted it on Facebook. And then, can you please take that down? I'm wearing underwear.
Yeah. Well, I got a picture Drench Fur posted to me, where I'm sitting on the edge of the tub, and Jeff trimming my neck hair for me. But I'm sitting there in my underwear with my shirt off, my junk hanging out, you know, bulging in my underwear. And somebody takes a picture.
That big bulge.
We'll talk about more of that later in Bizarre. I posted on Facebook. Well, they post that on Facebook, and my mother sees everything. You know, my mother's a friend of mine on Facebook, so she can see stuff. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't maybe by the next day. I didn't even realize it got posted. And then later I was getting these messages. What are you doing? Why is that on Facebook? Why are you posting something like that? I didn't post that. Well, you need to tell them to take it down. That's just nasty. So, so plus all my coworkers got to see it. The few that I've actually allowed onto my Facebook page,
they got to see it. Oh no!
So it got shown around the office. So it
was, oh no, really?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. It was kind of embarrassing at some point. Not that I was embarrassed about it, but you know that's just stuff I don't want coworkers seeing.
Yeah,
so that's why I wouldn't post anything like that. I mean, it's one thing to kind of be risque about stuff, but posting something like that, I don't know. Yeah. So what do y'all think? Let us know what you think about what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, or mm-hmm. You know, if you have an opinion in it, weigh in on it.
Well, ever since we started the podcast, we've really never really posted anything that is inappropriate. Nothing really.
What's up, the Valentine's video where we were naked in bed?
Well, we were simulated naked.
Well, you simulated. I wasn't.
Okay. I simulated naked. I don't know about you. But we were under the sheets. You were under the sheet, too.
Yes, I was under the sheet.
So. There you go. See, it's not nothing that shows. But it's just, I don't know. It's just really, when it comes to posting to Facebook, yeah, there's some limitations. But, you know, you see a lot of people posting stuff in their very skimpy underwear. Skimpy,
bikini. Yeah. Well, you know, there's a couple of friends that I have, and they're posting stuff in their bikinis and stuff, which is okay. But I'm just like, when you're doing those selfies every day of you in a different bikini, I think that's a little much.
Yeah.
And we had that whole arc about taking selfies anyhow. So
yeah, okay.
So anyway, let us know what you think. You know, what you think's appropriate and what you don't, because I guess it's where you're from, how you were raised, all that kind of stuff about what you consider appropriate. So on to entertainment. All right, the big thing tonight is who will be the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Is that what we're missing right now?
No, it doesn't come on until 10 or 9 o'clock. Okay. So we're going to be done by then. So right. Who's going to be the winner? Team Bianca or Team Adore? That Australian bitch, I hate her. So I'm not even going to mention her name. So
you
hate
her. You like Bianca more?
I like Bianca. I think Bianca should win it. So,
mm-hmm. I think Bianca should win because I was there at the Lords of Leather and she was there. Did you see me before? Oh, no, you haven't been there.
No, I didn't get to go because it was on a Sunday night.
It's a Sunday night. Yeah, so I got to see Bianca Del Rio, and she's really awesome, really funny, very, very offensive, but really funny offensive. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, who do you have? Let's email us tonight before it airs and let us know who you think is going to win. We'll see how it goes. So.
Oh, by the time this goes out, everybody knows.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We're not live, are we? Okay. You want to do the Godzilla sequel?
All right, Godzilla. Oh, really? Sequel is a go? Oh my God. Godzilla roared into theaters this weekend and became a monstrous hit. Monstrous hit.
Yeah.
Smashing box office expectations and generally gorilla whaling all over the place. In fact, the movie was so successful that Legendary Pictures and Warner Brothers have already begun work on a sequel, which we're going to call Godtuia.
Godzilla.
Until someone tells us to stop.
All right, so the question on that, who would the new monsters be? You think there'll be a Mothra?
I don't know. An egg?
Well, if you watch the movie, when you go see it, pay attention that you see Mothra's name and you see a cocoon.
Ah, okay. So that's going to grow.
So maybe that's going to be one of the movies. And then the second question, you know, and... when you watch the movie, will it pull Brody Jr., Aaron Taylor Johnson, back in? Because he had a very central role in this movie. And it'd be interesting to see if the second movie, if it follows through and he becomes kind of like the link between us and Godzilla.
Ah, okay. So, I mean, interesting. I don't want to watch this now. I can't wait for the discovery.
Well, you know, all the reviewers pretty much slammed it, which means it was awesome in the box office, which pretty much just goes. But, what's his name from Breaking Bad?
Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston. Yeah. Was in the first 20 minutes of the movie, and it was awesome. I think he gave a very good performance doing what he did. So.
Okay. Was he in his underwear?
No.
No, okay. Because that's Bryan Cranston's signature. Because of Breaking Bad, or even Malcolm in the Middle, he's always in his underwear, in his white tidy whities all the time.
I don't remember seeing him in his tidy whities. I might be wrong, but...
Probably not.
Probably not. So
I hope not. It's a kids movie.
Okay, moving on. The 2014 fall lineup has already been released. So for all you ABC fans, Modern Family, Dancing with the Stars, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are all coming back. They're going to have a new spinoff from Captain America, which is called Marvel's Agent Carter. So we'll have to see how that winds up. Mm. NBC will be adding DC Comics... Constantine, which, you know, what's his name, made the very bad movie.
Keanu Reeves
made the movies and didn't. And I like the movie, but, you know, I like anything sci-fi, horror-ish. It's kind of supernatural, so. Fox is working on a new show called Utopia. It's about Americans sent to a remote location to start their own society. So that'd be interesting to see. And I know they've been advertising, looking for people to join it. Mm-hmm. Gotham, the Batman prequel, will be out on Fox. the last season of Glee comes back mid-season, which means you probably won't see it after until 2015. Yep, really? Final season of it. And then the CW has The Flash and mid-season shows called iZombie and The Messengers.
Is there already The Flash coming out? Oh, it's still coming up.
The Flash is coming out this fall.
I would watch that. I would watch The Flash. I like the concept. I like his...
Yeah.
I like the power. I like, you know, being fast.
Yeah, and the sci-fi this year is really looking like it's going to kick ass. They have promised Sharknado 3 will be out in 2015.
I haven't even watched one.
It's hilarious. Get drunk and watch it. It is funny as hell. So,
okay, I'll try to do that. I might fall asleep.
They're developing adaptations of the graphic novels Clone from Robert Kirkman and David Alpert.
Really? Robert Kirkman's not doing it again?
Yep. Wow. On the miniseries front, sci-fi is developing Pax Romana.
Yeah.
Based on the Jonathan Hickman comic book limited series published in 2007 about a special forces team that travels back in time to ancient Rome on the eve of World War III to fix the future by altering the past.
That's dangerous.
So, adaptation of Frank Miller DC comic series Ronin, set 8 centuries after a Japanese Ronin samurai failed to protect his master from a demon, he awakens in a futuristic, nihilistic New York in the body of Billy. A medical experiment. So now I'm a medical experiment.
Right? So it's a more modern. Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
They also announced that Trisha Helfer, who is number 6 on Battlestar Galactica, is returning to the network fold. She will star in Ascension, sci-fi's new original 6-hour event series that was green-lighted in March. Set aboard the Starship Ascension, sci-fi's first miniseries since 2009, because they hadn't done one in a while, and they're usually pretty good. Centers on hundreds of men, women, and children sent on a convert century-long mission to populate a new world. But as they approach the point of no return 50 years into the journey, the murder of a young woman causes the ship's population to question the true nature of their mission. Ascension shows up in November.
It's a series?
It's going to be like a mini-series, yeah.
Okay.
All right, now here's the one that I'm excited about. Dominion, starring Chris Egan and Anthony Stewart Head, premieres June 19th, which is coming out this summer, based on the characters from the film Legion. Do you remember Legion? There was the one with the guy elongated from the ice cream truck, and it was about the angels and the last child born and all that stuff. This is going to be a spinoff from that. Dominion is an epic supernatural drama set in a transformed post-apocalyptic future 25 years after an army of lower angels assembled by the Archangel Gabriel waged a war of
possession
against mankind. So, if you watch Legion, which I got to see parts of Legion when I was at Comic-Con that year, first year I went.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, wow. So I was like, they're picking up doing something with it because I always kind of liked the storyline. There's also said to be a new unscripted series, Town of the Living Dead. It's going to premiere in October. It's kind of like a comedic docuseries from True Entertainment follows a small Alabama town trying to compete their own independent zombie movie 6 years in the making.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it's following them trying to make their own zombie movie. There's also doing in 2015. There's also a 12 Monkeys remake.
Why remake 12 Monkeys?
They're doing it as a TV show, so they can develop it more.
Okay, so I guess there's going to be a cameo by Bruce Willis.
Don't know. I'm sure it's going to be completely standalone from that.
Okay.
Sci-Fi also announced a new 10-episode space adventure drama series, Killjoys, which will premiere in 2015. It's from the producers of Orphean Black, which is the British cloning show, and the creator of Lost Girl. Killjoys follows a fun-loving, hard-living trio of interplanetary bounty hunters sworn to remain impartial as they chase deadly warrants throughout the Quad, a distant system on the brink of a bloody multiplanetary class war. So that's all the stuff to look forward to this fall and other stuff coming up over the summer. So,
okay.
And one of my favorite channels, Sci-Fi, to see what they're bringing out. So,
that's a lot. Oh my God, you went through all that. I'm looking forward to not so much of Gotham. I don't know.
Everybody's talking it up like it's going to be incredible.
I don't know. They're just talking it up. But Sharknado, probably I'll watch that. The Flash, of course, that's what I'm looking for. And the spin-off from Captain America. So you have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you're going to have Marvel's Agent Carter.
Carter, yeah.
So there's an Agent
Which I don't know if there's an Agent Carter. I don't remember that from the movies, but it might be something they're just...
Have you been watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes. It was a very good season finale.
Is there? Did they explain already how the agent, the main agent, not the one who wears a suit. There's only one of them. I forgot his name. What's his name? Agent something. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the one who wears the suit.
See, if you hadn't
asked the one me. Who died in the Martin Marvel.
I can't remember.
But anyway, did they explain how he became...
Coulson.
Agent Coulson, yeah. Did they explain already that how he lived?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Okay, tell me later.
No, you got to watch the final. You got to watch the series.
Okay. But anyway, so yeah, those are the entertainment shows, and Ray's covered it all. You got the peaches, I got the cream. Hey, psycho green, cause I'm hot, hot, so hot, they can't swing from my head, to my feet. Do you think you're good? One more time, take it to the bottom, take it all, make it all. Hearts of a shadow, in the name of love. Hearts of a shadow, come on, find me love. Hearts of a shadow, be getting loose. Hearts of a shadow, in the name of love. No, it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, so this just in this afternoon. A federal judge threw out Oregon's same-sex marriage ban. Yay! So don't they have a pot there too? Legal pot? So they can smoke pot and get gay married.
I can't remember if Oregon has pot or not.
Can't remember if it was. Washington? It's Washington. It was Washington I was thinking about.
Sure, I think about Colorado.
Colorado also, yeah. So they can...
See what does smoking pot does to your brain.
I know. I don't smoke pot. So Monday, marking the 13th legal victory of gay marriage advocates since the U.S. Supreme Court last year overturned part of a federal ban. State officials earlier refused to defend Oregon's voter-approved ban and said they wouldn't appeal. They won't appeal? Okay, they won't appeal. Okay, it's been a lost cause. So the National Organization of Marriage, NOM, you guys know, sought to intervene, of course. But both U.S. District Judge Michael McShane in Eugene and the Federal Appeals Court rejected its attempts to argue in favor of the ban. Many county clerks in the state began carrying out sex marriages.
Sex marriages.
Same-sex marriages. Wow. I thought that happened in Vegas. Carrying out same-sex marriages almost immediately after Monday's ruling, like this afternoon probably, mm-hmm. as jubilant couples rushed to tie the knot. It's the final step to be truly a family, said Patty Reagan, who waited in line in Portland to get a marriage license with partner.
That's not Ronald Reagan's daughter, is it?
I don't know. Probably not. It would have been mentioned here. Everyone else takes for granted that they have this right. McShane joins judges in 7 other states who have overturned same-sex marriage bans, though appeals are underway. Lower court judges have repeatedly cited last year's Supreme Court ruling when striking down bans. But anyway, so yes, Oregon. Yay! Oregon's having... gay marriage now.
Did you see any updates on Arkansas? What happened there?
Not really. Not lately what is it?
Team
Rainbow Dress. We had last week Laura, right?
Yep.
For Mother's Day. And it's our Mother's Day special, and we had her talk about Team Rainbow Dress. Laura Phillips is the first officiator of the gay marriage there in Arkansas. That was awesome. But anyway, so let me see. I guess there's more updates in Team Rainbow Dress. So yeah, go to Team Rainbow Dress on Facebook. So Laura's got some more updates on that one.
So what do you think? What's the next state?
I don't know.
You don't know? We got Arkansas. We got Oregon in a matter of weeks.
I don't know who, because I haven't been following who's all got lawsuits.
So what's so special about Arkansas? It's the first one in the South.
Well, no, Arkansas was the thing that was so special about Arkansas was, yes, I guess it's the first state in the South. And because it was the first state that desegregation was enforced in at Little Rock 50-something years ago.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, it's always been an issue about differences in Arkansas. So I think that's why everybody was looking at Arkansas so much. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so good to hear. Oregon, congratulations, Oregon, gay people.
I think some of the last states will be southern
states. Would be southern states.
Probably Florida and South Carolina being the last. Georgia probably being in the last three.
You know what?
And Alabama.
Georgia. Yeah.
Alabama, somewhere, you know, those. But I think the others might come around. So we'll see what happens in Texas here. Depends on who the next governor is.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's go to the geek. Microsoft is planning a Surface event May 20th. So by the time this podcast goes out, you may have known what's going on with Microsoft. It didn't seem that long ago that Microsoft held its last Surface tablet launch in New York City. But it's time again for yet another one. Yeah, it's been like a short time. Yep, Microsoft has just sent us an invitation for a Surface-related event slated by May 20th in the Big Apple, imploring us to join them for a small gathering. This is from Engadget, by the way. So we really don't know much else aside from that, but we're guessing a new tablet, possibly a mini Surface. Oh, that'd be interesting. Mini Surface.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the MB Series Surface was coming back.
Nah, it could be unveiled. All we do know is that we'll be there live. Yeah, they're going to do a live blog at Engadget. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. It's not as good as an Apple live blogging.
Whatever.
Am I a fanboy? Yes. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to Microsoft. I do want to have a Windows 8.1 tablet. I mean, since I program in Microsoft, I might as well have one, right?
That's right. And I think you should get your company to pay for it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So, look, I need it. I got to do it for work.
Yeah, we can do that. Probably. I'll pull some strings.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so I'm looking forward to it because, you know, it's the third generation. If it is the third generation, and it's maturing. Windows 8.1, maybe you guys are using Windows 7. You use Windows 7. This is Windows 7.
Right? Windows 7, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm not even ready to touch 8 at work. I still got people on XP.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, so.
They don't support that anymore.
I know. I keep saying that, but nobody listening, so.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. To Microsoft Surface tablet coming in New York. And soon, into your home. They should pay me. Okay, let's go with the Bizarre Ray.
Okay.
Is this your problem? Is this your big problem? No, it's not.
No, not a big problem. This is interesting, and I find it bizarre because I think in the straight world, this might be true.
Yes.
But I don't think in the gay world it is as true as much as what this article is saying. I think it's a reversal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So let's talk about the article. The larger your penis, the more likely your wife will cheat, says new study. Men often view having a large member as a symbol of strength and sexual prowess. But it turns out when it comes to keeping a woman satisfied, bigger may not be better. So I guess not most women are not size queens. Mm-hmm. Contrary to popular belief, a new study out of Kenya found that husbands with larger penises were more likely to be cheated on by their wives. Shocking, we know.
What?
For the study published this month in the PLOS-01, researchers interviewed 545 married couples in Kenya in order to better understand their relationship habits and more specifically to identify factors which contribute to women having extramarital affairs. So, they went to Kenya. I said, hey, girl.
But this is a different country, so it'll be cultural.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a cultural thing. I guess that's what we have to find out. But I thought it was very interesting that they did this in Kenya. But I'm also sure they were looking at ways to identify sexual transmitted diseases, too. Mm-hmm. So.
So, okay. Let's ask our audience. Would you leave your spouse if he has a very big penis? Do you think they would?
I don't know.
Probably.
I think it depends on the relationship. But
it all depends on the relationship, yeah. But okay, I guess they would cheat or they would play around. But many gay couples play around anyway. Or some.
Some. Can't say, you can't, broad statement.
Well, I did say many. I didn't say all. Well,
some of the hoes we hang around with, yes.
Yeah, so there are many.
Researchers asked both partners to self-report the male's erect penis size, they had a 15-inch ruler on hand for reference. Then, if there were differences between the estimates, which there were, they took the average of the two or went with the estimate from the partner who was least likely to fib. What they found was shocking. Every 1 inch longer penis increased the likelihood of women being involved in extramarital partnership by almost 1.5 times. So the longer the penis, for every inch, is 1.5 times the woman, the wife, is more likely to cheat.
Wow. Does that happen in the U.S.?
Yeah, I don't know. The researchers wrote, women associated large penises with pain and discomfort during sex, which precludes the enjoyment and sexual satisfaction that women are supposed to feel. In fact, one woman interviewed for the study told the researchers the following, some penises may be large, yet my vagina is small. When he tries to insert it inside, it hurts so much that I will have to look for another man who has a smaller one penis and can do it in a way I can enjoy. So.
You know, there are gay people who find it a challenge.
Oh, yes.
I have friends who, got a big dick. It's a challenge.
Yeah. So, according to the study, 6.2% of the 545 females had affairs during the six-month study. Other factors that increased the likelihood of women straying outside the marriage included domestic violence, being denied sex or denied preferred sexual position, being under the age of 25, and lack of sexual satisfaction. Research is focused on female infidelity, especially because of the prevalence and spread of HIV among women in the region. Researchers felt that they could identify reasons for unprotected sex that might better prevent it. Mm-hmm. So, women dislike bigger penises. Mm-hmm. I know that there are some guys that will not date anybody with a big penis. Because they're like, it's my asshole, it ain't supposed to be tore up. And then there are others that look on it like a challenge.
Yeah, I know.
Just a big old challenge. It's like, the bigger, the better.
I know. I met someone who's just, yes, it's a challenge. But so, I don't know. Me personally, it may be a novelty. It may be nice, but you don't know what to do with it. I mean, some gay guys would say that. They would say, yeah, it's nice, but I don't know what to do with it. It doesn't even fit my mouth, you know. It's okay to be slapped around with it, but you know, what's Case's rule? If it doesn't fit my mouth, it doesn't go anywhere else, right?
Yeah. Okay. Don't fit my mouth. It don't fit my hole.
Okay.
But some people got big mouths. I'm just saying, some people got some big ass mouths. So.
Okay, so that's
it. So what do y'all think? How many of y'all that have partners that have big penises?
I don't know.
Large penises, and y'all have extramarital affairs.
Many of our audience are gay, and I think if they have a spouse who has a big penis, it's not a reason for them to leave them, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Some of them.
Well, I guess if I were straight and married, I'd never have to worry about my wife cheating on me.
Oh, because it's like this, but it, you know.
pretty much so
right.
So what do y'all think? Do y'all think it matters with gay men with penis size, other than some people being discomfort? And I've always noticed that most bottoms have bigger penises in the gay world.
That's what happens, because they cannot usually top, they become bottom.
Well, no, I don't know if it's usually topping, because I think there's a lot of gay guys out there that's like, look for the challenge. But it just seems like most of the guys that I've slept with that had large penises were all bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And I know I've heard a couple people hooking up with guys that were disappointed because the guy had a very large penis, and when they got home, they were the bottom. They were both bottoms, and nobody got anything.
Oh, they were scissoring.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's interesting. Anyway, this article is from last week, and we just carried it over this this weekend because this episode, because last week we ran out of time because we had Laura on, and it took so long, so we had to push some stories to this episode. All right, so I guess that's it. Any shout outs? Anybody?
I know. I'm trying to remember who had birthdays this week. Sean, I know you have a birthday this week, and we saw you at Bear Watch on Saturday being acting the fool. I can't think of anybody else. Mm-hmm. If anybody's in San Francisco, shoot me a line and say hi. I think we're going to the Eagle for the beer bust on Sunday, so you can meet us there.
Oh, that'd be nice. So. I haven't been there on a Sunday for a beer bust. So, yeah, shout out to Dominic from Sydney. And I didn't know he's from New Zealand. He was originally from New Zealand and moved to Sydney. But, yeah, I got to see him last Sunday. It's really great to see him in person. I haven't seen him in person. It's always online and everything. So, anyway, so, yeah, shout out to Dominic from Sydney.
Shout out to the Bear Watch crew for putting on I know it's a hard job, so congratulations on surviving another Bear Watch.
Yeah, and good job to the Mark. Mark Hardy is the Bear Watch chairman. Is that how you call it? Bear Watch.
Yeah.
Bear Watch chairman, and did a great job, and yeah, proud of you, man. Good job, Mark, and also the committee, everybody else who helped and everything. So, yeah. That's it. So I guess that ends our show.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I guess now, if you want to call and leave us a voice message, you can do that by dialing 206-222-2327. See, I got it right.
Yeah.
Only because I'm looking at
it. I wrote it down.
For you. Honestly, if you feel something about the show or want to chime in, especially about large penises and gay marriage or entertainment news, or you got something going on with your bear group in the neck of the woods, give us a call and leave us a message. Again, that number is 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. And you can also send your emails to a show at bearpodcast.com. And you can subscribe via iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And you can listen to the show on Bear Radio Network, Stitcher Radio, and the Roku Player. You can also watch the videos in Roku Player. Yeah, I found that out. You can watch, you can also listen, you can watch, you can do that. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. And awesome mini hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
How your mama doing? How your grandmama doing? How's your Aunt Gladys? All these years you've been doing podcasts and you still don't know.
Not with this mic.
You know how to deal with the mic stand, man. Come on. Come on, dude.
Hey.
Hi.
Del, I feel overdressed.
Mine okay?
You're good. Okay.
No chicken stuck in there?
No chicken, no.
I'll do the gay.
No. Oh, this time I'll take the gay. You take the geek and I'll take the... And then, yeah, gay, geek, bizarre.
How's that? I want to do the bizarre.
You want to do the bizarre?
And having a large penis will make your chouse. Okay, I'll try this again.
Oh, are you going to Comic Palooza?
Comic Palooza.
Oh, this coming Saturday is Comic Palooza.
I'm always at a time when there's a comic thing in town. A bunch of people were in Dallas for their comic thing this week.